little plastic part.
You're just bad at this, and you're upset about it.
You guys want to hear something that laughs at you? You'll
like
hate even more than what Liz is saying.
If you are listening to this podcast, yeah. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for showing up. Thanks for listening. We appreciate the 12 of you that are here right now, all simultaneously listening at the same time. You got your radio in the middle of the room, and everyone's just sitting around listening to us speak.
Shout out Linda. Shout out Tiffany.
Merry Christmas.
Merry.
Happy.
We're nowhere close to that.
What do you mean nowhere close? We got like 3 weeks.
We got a month.
No.
A month is close enough.
A month is pretty close, yeah. I would have said nowhere close.
Still turkey time.
Turkey time was two days ago. We are at the point now.
The day after turkey time, we're like, that's no more turkey time.
Exactly.
It's Christmas until January 1st.
Have you ever been?
So I don't know what the fuck you
have.
Like,
you ever been to a craft store? Christmas starts in July.
Mm-hmm. It's after, as soon as Valentine's Day is over. As soon as Valentine's Day is over, dog, we're whooping it out.
There's too much Christmas. Y'all can wait a second.
Christmas doesn't even end with Christmas.
That's what I just said.
Thanksgiving ends with Thanksgiving, but then Christmas extends until, like, what, June? And then you have a month of summer, and then July, we start Christmas.
No. Mm-hmm. Christmas can fuck off. I don't care.
My 16th act as president is going to be to eliminate Christmas cream.
How are you going to keep Mariah Carey in an iceberg?
She's too powerful.
So that she doesn't thaw before Christmas.
She's too strong.
I have been listening to Naughty's music, and Mariah Carey's on there quite a bit. She has some absolute fucking bangers that aren't Christmas songs. I couldn't name any of them.
I don't believe you.
No, they're she bangers, does. Though. I used to listen to Mariah Carey.
It's only
but
the one Christmas song.
But she's a fucking diva, so...
Okay, today we're talking about Florida Man and his many escapades around Florida.
Sometimes he's a woman.
Yeah.
Sometimes he's a woman.
No, it's only Florida Man.
I don't have any Florida women.
I don't have any Florida women.
I have one.
There was one. My number 11 is a Florida group, but they're not. They're not on here because they're a group.
I have 11 and 12 because
the Florida Legion.
Florida.
So my question is, do you think it is basically, why do you think that we have this meme of Florida Man? Is it legitimately people in Florida are just fucking crazy, or we're just reporting on it more, or it kind of was like a joke, and then now and then it spiraled out, and now it's a meme?
I talked to Sandra about this today. Number one, they have access to a lot of exotic animals, because it's Florida, so
sure.
It's temperate, very temperate.
Lots of things with
it's
alligators.
Basically the equator. Yeah. Lots of things with alligators, iguanas, snakes, all sorts of fun stuff.
Sure.
But also, reading all of these stories, a lot of them have to do with drugs being placed in the ocean and finding drugs in the ocean. And I think that the drugs in the ocean are being absorbed through the skin of the people.
Okay.
And on top of that, the aquatic life that is being fished out of the ocean. So I think everybody's just on fucking drugs in Florida.
Sure.
You started normal and then got unhinged.
Yeah, that's escalated very quickly.
I know the actual reason.
Okay.
It's because Florida has it's like a sunshine law or some shit where like any news report or any police filing that happens, they can just be like, here's what happened. And the news can be like, here's what happened.
Yeah, some of these.
In normal states, you have to get to like, here's a guilty party. Here's what happened.
Sure.
So in Florida, you can just be like, fucking dude did some wild shit.
Yeah, the barrier to entry on reporting stuff is much lower.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them I found weren't even police reports. It was more like just like a regular old news story about something wholesome that sounded super weird.
Yeah. Lots of it is.
That's what my number 10 is.
Like, here's a fucking local newspaper. Here's some wild shit that happened in fucking Florida. I have a follow-up question. Would you live in Florida?
No.
No.
My mom's moving to Florida.
Yeah,
but she's moving to Key West.
Which is basically not Florida.
It's retirement Florida.
It's retirement. It's like Miami, but like...
Less dog
hippies.
Shit and scary?
No, I'm not moving to Florida.
No.
Florida, so like on the list of states that I would move to, like if we took all 50 states, right? The bottom is like Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama,
and Georgia,
Mississippi.
and Tennessee, Oklahoma. Georgia's,
there's some nice areas in Georgia.
Sure, but...
Georgia's on the... But, I would rather live in Georgia than Florida.
But, no. But Florida, so, for me, I mean, we got dog shit states. We're at really at the bottom, right? And then Florida's at, like, number 40 or so. Sure. So, do I want to move there? No. But it's not the worst state.
I think the states of...
And there's too many weird animals.
It's muggy.
And then if I get arrested... The media can just talk about me, like, however they want to.
Yeah, whatever they want to say.
Maybe because they can say whatever they want, these people do outrageous shit just because they want to get... Yeah, they want their 10 seconds of fame.
My answer is it's old people.
Not all of these are old people.
No,
that's why. It's just that old people live there, and that's why.
No, your answer is good, but Stephen's answer is the correct answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree, but I can't... Stephen gives us the correct answer, which is also a good answer, and how do I back that up? How do I go after that?
You don't have to. Who wants to go first?
Well, typically it's Alan. What?
It's the guest.
Oh, but, yeah. Well, it's 2 weeks in a row, so, you know, he's part of the crew.
But, I want to give my number 11 real quick.
Sure. Okay, about your gang?
I want to give my 11 and 12.
Yeah, go for it. We can start off with honorable mentions. Sure. Since normally we do them at the end.
You can give your honorable 12.
Okay, my honorable 12 is Florida man arrested for breaking into the U.S. Capitol claims he was only there to use the bathroom.
That's great.
Sure. I think I've heard that one before.
That one's really good.
Before doing this list.
Absolutely. Hell
yeah. It wasn't technically in Florida, so I thought...
Ooh, okay, sure.
I have one that wasn't technically in Florida.
My number 11 is, let's show Irma that we shot first. Thousands planning to shoot down Hurricane Irma in Florida.
Yeah, that's
great. That's
We're going to bring her to justice, yeah. Just like they did Katrina.
Mm-hmm. But it's a group, so it's not a...
Anybody else have a number 11?
No.
Alan, do you have a number 11?
No, but when I went to Florida, I met a man who only had one lung, and that was the first time I had ever heard of, like, that happening.
I think he was lying to you.
Yeah, did he show you his one lung?
No, but I saw the scar, and he had a terrible cough, so...
It sounds like he was lying to you. And
Florida man has one lung, all right? Fuck off.
I have one similar to that. But my number 11 is Florida man climbs on the playground equipment to tell children where babies come from.
I also saw that one. That one was pretty good. Yeah.
It was just this man telling these little kids about sex.
So, I'll talk
babies about come from sex?
No. That's a lie. You didn't hear that here.
Come from Santa.
I want to talk about and your mom. Misconceptions that we had as children, because I think that list would be hilarious.
Could be a hard list.
I also think we should do a top 10 states.
Most of them about sex and body autonomy.
I got in big trouble at my Catholic school by saying that my teacher's aide, who was kissing her daughter on the mouth, was having sex with her to this other little girl. And then my teacher found out because she told her mom, and then her mom told my teacher. And then my teacher told my mom, and I was terrified. And my mom just laughed and told me we can no longer watch the TV show Friends. Because every time in Friends, when they start making out, they talk about how they had sex. Like, but it was never shown, in my mind, yeah. I put two and two together.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, you were a genius. You were actually a little genius, like...
Yeah, well, I just, yeah. But
that logic is perfect.
And, didn't go over well.
I was not a normal child.
Oh, okay.
So I withheld...
Wasn't like the other children?
I withheld all of my... misconceptions to not be made fun of for not knowing something.
I did this
and
well.
So I
if
I
you have a misconception, how do you know? Like, and I
figured
out later.
But I figured.
You're just like, you know what? I know I'm wrong about this. I'm not going to say
basically.
Anything.
Well,
yeah, little kid Stephen was like, well, this doesn't feel right. So
I'm
not going to say anything.
Is there no way that I am consciously being like, you know what? I'm wrong about this. I'm not going to say anything.
Like, for me, it's like, well, this is about like the body of a girl. I'm not just going to bring this up in normal conversation, right? I'm wrong about this. Like, this is how I feel this thing happens, right? And then, but I'm like 8. So I'm not going to talk about how girls fucking pee when I'm 8. And then I'm like 16. I'm younger than that. I don't know how old, but I'm older. And I'm like, wait a second. I was so goddamn wrong.
That's when you found out how girls pee?
No, I don't know how old I was.
There's lots of men now who have no idea how a tampon works.
I agree.
They think that
when
you take the tampon out, you pee, and then you put it back
but
in.
The things that I didn't bring up these conversation points, because most of them were about either my body or other people's bodies,
sure.
And that's just not something you bring up in conversation.
Well,
but
you bring
I want
it up,
to. I want to talk about
you,
it.
You bring it up, and then you find out about it. So really, ultimately, Steven just doesn't know anything because he never had to go through the trial and error.
I just... Mine was, I didn't want to be corrected about something. So sure. I was just like, I'm just not going to talk about that. Yeah, I'm just not going to talk about something I don't know.
Yeah,
like, fuck sure. that.
Sure.
I'm going to make fun of some nerd who doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, but I wouldn't talk about it.
So
yeah.
You just gaslit people even though you also didn't know what was going on?
I didn't gaslight anybody. I just didn't. I made sure I didn't look wrong. You did the thing where
you
were
like, oh, you don't know?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
asking me because you don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, you're asking me about I didn't
this.
Do
it. I'm not going to talk. If you don't know about this, I'm not going to tell
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
If you know, you know.
You fucking gaslit people.
Yeah,
Steven,
no,
that's gaslighting.
I don't think that's gaslighting,
you know,
but he
like,
is being a dick.
No, that's gaslighting because you're turning it on them. And making
how
it,
dare you
making
not
them feel like they're inferior for not knowing something when you truly are the one who doesn't know anything.
I think they're. I think you're just being a hypocrite. Is all.
I'm being a hypocrite. Yes.
Whatever.
Alan.
Number 10, Alan.
What's your number 10?
My number 10. Hold on, it's right here. Florida man Googles self to find out which Florida man he is.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Sure.
Self-aware.
Why is that a headline?
Well, see, so I mean, I think he went and was like, hey, guys, I think you should publish this. I think it'll be funny. And they were like, yeah, that's hilarious. Publish.
Sure.
Post.
Also, I'm not going to say Florida man before all of these because it's implied.
No, I am definitely going to say Florida man. I also
yeah, it's part of it. You
was
have
thinking,
to.
If you didn't think of a question, okay, I was gonna do like the two truths and a lie thing where you have to pick which Florida man out of the three is...
real headline?
Yeah, because... Some of these, it's like, I feel like the internet just kind of came up with this, mm-hmm. so I had to verify.
Oh, I didn't verify any of these.
No,
I, yeah, I didn't verify a single one of these.
If the internet told me that this was a line, then cool, it's there.
Yeah.
I'm saying it.
What's absolutely. Your number 10, John?
Florida man, I guess I have to say it because you guys are both going to say it. So.
Absolutely.
Florida man, bored Florida man calls 911 to talk about Hitler.
That's fun. Sure.
Very nice. Very nice.
I have a theme to my list, so I'll go last.
My number 10 is Florida man in No Seriously, I Have Drugs t-shirt gets arrested for possession of drugs.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's pretty good.
Did he have drugs?
He did.
He got arrested because he had a shirt that said I have drugs, and then he indeed had drugs on him and got arrested for it.
Okay.
Imagine,
well,
oh my God.
He's just out there being honest.
What a fuck.
Why would you wear a t like who what random person is just going about their day like, oh, I'm just going to the Walmart. I'm just going to do my groceries and then I just see a dude wearing a t-shirt that says, hey, I got drugs, and I'm like, man, you know what? I didn't know I needed cocaine today, but I need some fucking cocaine today.
I bet he has drugs.
Typically you know at the beginning, hey, I'm gonna go get myself some fucking heroin.
A person in a shirt that says, no, seriously, I have drugs, you knew before, like, you don't need to see the shirt.
Yeah, you don't
drugs.
Need the shirt. You could probably tell by the dude.
You
oh,
absolutely
yeah.
knew.
Because, oh, yeah. A lot of these, when I'm looking at them, there's mugshots of these
yeah,
people.
Yeah, they're like,
and you're
yeah,
like,
mm-hmm.
Holy
that
shit,
tracks.
No fucking way. I mean, you don't even have to do these things. Someone thinks you've done something.
Yeah, that tracks. Like, looking at all these mugshots, they're like, yeah, I could see that person doing that. My, we're going to start happy. Okay. My number 10... Florida man. Florida man leaves $10,000 tip at restaurant. Says, I want each person in this restaurant to get $500. That's nice. That's a fun Florida man tip. Just going in and out.
Why'd you go for the nice ones?
Because we wanna escalate.
We wanna
show an escalation of Florida man.
So your theme is
escalation.
Good versus evil.
Yes.
Florida man.
Chaotic.
Progressively worse.
We're gonna start chaotic good, and we're gonna go
that's
straight.
Not, I think that's just like a
neutral
good.
Good
or a lot.
That's not
neutral. Awful good. That's
neutral with having $10,000 and not doing anything with it. This is neutral. This is chaotic good.
That's
this
chaotic
is a man
good
with
for
money
sure.
Giving
yeah.
money away.
Yeah, just randomly giving it to people because they need it, because he's got...
He's just at a restaurant.
There's also an argument for, like, lawful good. I have excess, let me help out.
Yeah, but that's not... Well, you could go, lawful good doesn't have to be...
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying...
Lawful good, I assume, would be he found $10,000 and, like, gave it back.
That would be... Okay, sure. Lawful good... What he did was lawful good. Chaotic good would be finding $10,000, going to a restaurant, and making sure... Each person working there got $500 bucks.
Which he could have done, so
he
we
could.
Don't know.
So
it's on the good. We
somewhere
can agree
good.
That it's good.
It's good.
Yeah. We don't know which good. You can make an argument for any of them.
It
he
could
did
be
good.
All right, Alan. Mr. President.
My number 9. Florida man bites dog to establish dominance.
Gotta teach him who's boss, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I just want Liz to know that I had this on my list before she told me about it. It is Florida Man doesn't have ID, so gives mixtape instead.
Yeah.
I saw that one. Yeah. I saw that one too.
I can't believe that's the one that I told you about.
It was already on my list.
That's funny. Incredible.
I like that one.
That's
a
why
lot.
You just smiled and walked away.
That's really I didn't laugh. I didn't comment on it.
That was really good.
What a John response. I'm just going to leave.
There's this guy, when we lived in Salem, there was this guy who stood at a street corner
and
with
just
a stop
had
sign.
A bunch of CDs, and he'd like wave at you because he wanted to hand you his mixtape. He lived at that house on the corner.
Yeah.
Did you take his mixtape?
No.
No, we never took his mixtape.
Why not? It's free. What if it's good?
What if it wasn't
what
free?
What if it wasn't?
Yeah.
What if he was
What if I like open up my window and he's like, it's $5, and I'm like, ooh, I ain't got cash.
And then
I
you still, away. And then like this is also a stop sign where there's like
a
hill
traffic
going back, so you have to like kind of wait there for a little bit. And
nah,
I don't want to like meet a situation where I've seen this man, talk to this man, and every time I go back, because he was always there.
Yeah.
So he's just standing there staring at me, and I'm avoiding eye contact because I am not a social person.
Yeah.
If you're not giving me food or a ticket, I'm not rolling my window down in my car. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've recently started, instead of avoiding eye contact, just playing
staring
chicken. Just staring people. Yeah, staring people down. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean that's uncomfortable for a lot of people.
You look really friendly though, so I don't think it's like
Right. I try not to. Well, no, cuz sometimes I'm on a mission, I'm trying to go somewhere, and I am, you know, I'm a random black guy. So people don't appreciate that. People don't appreciate being stared down.
You get looked at like you're fucking something, and you have to make sure they know you are.
Well, if I ever look at somebody, I do the white person smile, so they don't want to talk to me anyway, because I clearly don't want to talk to them.
Hit them with it.
I hit them with a flat line.
Oh, there's no smiling.
My number 9 is Florida man denies drinking and driving, says he only swigs bourbon at stop signs.
That's too low.
That one is really good.
It's really good. It's really good.
Sounds pretty good.
I love it when people, I don't know, like.
They're like surprised.
Like, yeah, like, they're like,
what?
I was abiding by
me?
The law. I wasn't driving
I was drinking. I'm driving well drunk. I was not drinking
and driving. Yeah, it's like.
I was drunk before I got in the car.
And it's like,
they
act like they weren't even looking for a loophole.
Yeah.
They just literally
just
thought
like,
they were following the
idiots.
Just
the hell,
idiot.
You stupid cop.
It's that subreddit malicious compliance.
Yeah, exactly. But they're wrong.
Yeah, they tried. They tried to get on malicious compliance.
That's a good subreddit, too.
It is. It's really good.
Quite
my
enjoyable.
Number 9. Florida man goes fishing, catches kilo of marijuana, calls it an early gift from Pablo Escobar. That's a fucking shit ton of marijuana.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of marijuana.
Yeah.
How many ounces are there in a
36.
Kilo?
36
you
ounces.
You had that answer.
You already knew.
Music, dog. What do you want?
How many ounces are in a greeter?
36.
Yes, the same.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Right?
Cool.
36? Yeah.
Make the math real simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kilo to greeter is 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
So it was ounce.
28 grams in an ounce.
That's a lot of weed.
It is.
It's a lot of weed.
It's a lot of weed.
That's why it's
hella. It's all like.
I remember the dude ranch going, like, they're like pooling their money to buy a $300 ounce.
In fucking Texas, I bet that shit was swag.
Yeah, but like.
Yeah, it used to be like, I think, an ounce. It was like.
It was a gram, it was $20 a gram.
I was paying.
Was like
you
want
to buy an ounce, it was typically like $250 to $300.
When I was illegally buying drugs, it was like $220 an ounce for the good stuff. And sometimes the good stuff was like mid.
This was like
we were just making can of butter, so and brownies, so
sure.
We were cooking it, so it was literally like 180.
Yeah,
for an ounce.
Just like shit weed, you just like this is we'll make edibles of this. Yeah.
Our coworker, our very old, pretty conservative coworker. He's not the bad one. This is the good one. This is the one that we like talking to, who's got a man crush on Paul Hollywood.
Sure,
but he's still very Republican.
Happens.
So we were talking about brown because I brought in brownies, and he said. Are they special brownies? I said, no. We talked about, he said, are they from a mix? I said, they're not from a mix. I like to make my stuff from scratch. He's like, that's right. Yeah. You don't use a mix. And I said, we do have a mix, but I'm not using it. Steven's going to make weed brownies. So he started talking about how him and his friends, when he was really young, they made like a couple batches of weed brownies. So they ate some brownies. And they're like, man, we got the munchies. So they ate more brownies.
Yeah, exactly.
And they just kept going until they were unnecessarily high and just couldn't even like get up to change the TV channel and just sat there all day.
As soon as I get my cheesecloth, it's going down.
Going down.
All right, Alan.
Your number eight, sir.
My number eight. A lot of these are for the animal lovers. My number eight is Florida man enters Jacksonville store and chases police with live alligator.
I got it.
That's
alligator
fun.
There's a lot of alligator, like just in general.
Well, you got
a
alligator yeah.
in fucking Florida.
I got an alligator on my list.
I got an alligator kind of much a little higher up.
Same.
I have a yeah, same.
My number eight is Florida man gives fake name to avoid arrest. Fake name has a DUI.
That was pretty good.
That's great. That's great.
My number eight is Florida man tries to rob GameStop with a transparent bag on his head.
That was very good. I like the picture on that. That dude is like fucking...
He's got one of those water bottle bags. Like for the cases of water bottles.
Yeah.
And you can see his face through the hole in the side and on the sides.
I think maybe he thought that, like, the cameras in the GameStop wouldn't be good enough.
That's what I believe his thought process is as well.
I don't think his thought process is that. I think I just got to cover my face, going to go rob this place.
I think
that was it.
Why would you rob a GameStop? Why would you do a plastic bag?
Because you can't think logically. He was a man who was trying to, like...
He's a Florida man.
Why is he robbing? Like, that should be the base level thought.
No, but people rob. Like, I've seen...
Yeah, but, like...
I've seen Heath. Those people were calculated. They robbed the fuck out of that bank.
Yeah, but that was a casino. They did that shit on... No, he's not. Casino's casino.
Yeah, casino's they, casino. They don't rob a casino. They run a casino.
Ocean's 11, they rob a casino.
I haven't seen that.
That movie's all right. It's got
George
Bond. But
it's very calculated, right? So, mm-hmm. like, it's not... I'm not thinking, why did they rob this place? It's, why did they rob a GameStop? They got, like, $400 in that fucking till.
That's more than he had
most
before.
People are
yeah, $400 is $400, dog.
Yeah.
You probably get more at a fucking gas station.
Maybe.
My
most people don't carry more than like $2.50 anymore.
That's true.
Okay, but gas stations expect to get robbed and they have countermeasures. You know who doesn't expect to get robbed? GameStop.
That's a good point.
You
That's
mean
good point.
The four that are left?
GameStop was doing pretty well. They're doing
Recently?
Pretty well right now. Yeah,
oh my god,
GameStop
I haven't
went
oh,
up a couple
man.
Years ago to like $350.
Yeah.
What?
Okay.
GME? To the moon.
To the moon.
To the
now
moon.
Like $20, but like there's still plenty of GameStop.
But there is a split. So it's
yeah,
like,
it was a split.
No one cares about GameStop.
What
I got
do you
my.
Get at a GameStop.
I have my few.
Video games.
Video games, yeah.
For
trash.
Like,
and consoles.
Like console games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a console gamer because why?
That's what my
I've got
point
more money
is, like, who's,
than
who's
I need,
doing console
so I'm
going to
buy.
Anymore.
I'm going to buy PC games.
Yeah.
My PC's better than a console.
Games either come to the PC for money.
Or
for free.
Or I wait long enough and they get them for free. Yeah, I didn't pay for GameStop out of five because what the fuck? Well, why not? I paid for it one time and it came out on the 360 and that was it. My number eight, Florida man starts GoFundMe to build a tunnel under Trump's border wall.
Hell yeah, he did.
Fuck the police.
I would put money in that, sure.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, that is...
Start a GoFundMe to build the wall? Let's start a GoFundMe to go under.
That is...
The ingenuity.
Objectively. Subjectively. Chaotic. I would say that's chaotic good.
That's chaotic evil. Because you're technically breaking
evil?
The law.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, but breaking the law is...
If the law is a bad law...
Yeah,
that is law
yeah, yeah.
versus evil. So it is evil.
It's evil. I'm sorry, it's a law.
Wait, no, that isn't.
They built
yeah,
a wall.
Yeah, wait. No, lawful and chaotic are on opposite sides. So that's like chaotic good. If it's for a good cause, because it's lawful is for the law over you. Chaotic is things and people over the law. But then good versus evil is myself over others or others over myself. Evil is myself over others.
He's breaking the law.
He's breaking the law. That's not evil.
You
that's
can
like
have evil laws, yeah.
At worst.
Sure.
Well, there's lots of evil laws.
There's no. I'm not debating that the law is good or bad. I'm saying that breaking a law is inherently not good.
Yeah, it's chaotic. Breaking
sure.
a law is chaotic
okay.
on the scale
sure.
in D&D.
Sure. This is still good. Shout out Florida man.
Yeah.
Raise bad money.
Chaotic good.
Chaotic good. Or chaotic neutral.
Alan, you are number 7.
7. Florida man threatens to kill man with kindness. Uses machete named Kindness.
Very good.
That one absolutely sounds fake, but sure.
No, for sure. No, for sure. Again, none of these are vetted.
My number 7 is Florida man didn't drink and drive because he only took swigs at stop signs.
Sounds good.
Fucking love it.
It's great.
I love it. My number 7 is Florida man claims bag of cocaine and meth wrapped around his penis aren't his.
He's holding it for a friend. I get it.
The only reason why I'm like, I mean, why? Why are you, I mean, yeah, obviously you gotta hide it somewhere, and if you're not ballsy enough to literally shove it up your butt, then I guess you're just gonna strap it to yourself where you don't think people are gonna look.
No, yeah, I think this was a good strategy. I think
he broke the law before he did that, so he got fucking patted down.
Yeah, yeah, he looked suspicious and somebody was like, well, time to go make an arrest.
If you have cocaine and meth on you,
yeah, I mean, again, you look the way you do.
You look the way you do, so you're already suspicious.
Exactly. Also, here's some free legal advice from the future president. It not being yours does not clear you of drug possession.
Yeah, sadly.
And then they're going to ask you, whose is it? And then if you say, oh, I forgot his name, which is, you know, which is normally what they do.
Or it's the Drake and Josh episode where you're like, no. The guy. What was the guy's name? Guy? Yeah, and he had a buddy. What was his buddy's name? Buddy?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There you go.
Oh, so you already know him.
My number 7. Florida man's idea to only let the felons he likes vote again is ruled unconstitutional.
The who? Vote again?
The felons he likes?
The felons he likes.
Yeah.
I see.
Instead of letting all felons vote, only some of them.
Should felons vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mr. President?
I know. They absolutely should be able to vote.
They went to jail to rehabilitate, so technically, if you believe the jail did its job...
Should they be able to vote from jail? If an election goes on while they're in jail?
No. I'm gonna say no. Because I'll play the fucking conservative here. Because they're in jail for fucking up. You don't get to change the way your world lives when you're in jail.
You could be in jail because your trial hasn't happened yet.
I agree.
You could be in jail for a wrongful conviction that hasn't been overturned yet. Yep. You could be in jail for pleading. You just took the guilty plea because... No, wait. You could be in jail because you did the thing and, like... Yeah, no, the first two reasons were better than this reason. But there's also, like, you could be in jail because you did a thing, but it was an accident. You're not going to do it again, but, like, you messed up.
They should be able to vote.
Yeah.
Full stop?
Yeah, I don't care.
They should be able to vote, too.
I also agree, but people aren't going to.
You raped 15 kids? I mean, fuck you, dude, but, like, you got one vote.
I mean, there's people that rape 15 kids that don't get caught, so...
They still get a vote.
They still get to vote. So, I mean, I don't think that what you were in prison or jail for still reflects what you're able to vote on. Because, like, a lot of the stuff that you're voting on could work in your favor if that's, like, your angle for it, but... Ultimately, you're not going to sway anybody with just, like, if, like, all of the people in prison are like, yeah, we're going to vote for this prison reform. It's probably not going to work in your favor just based off of you voting for it. So, otherwise, they're just voting like normal people.
Yeah.
There was a big push in Florida to restore voting rights to people in jail, which is why this headline is here. I'm Googling it right now, and it looks like people convicted of a misdemeanor can vote, so good for Florida, but felons cannot. But this is a quick Google, so I don't want to...
Everyone who has a misdemeanor can still vote.
Yeah, if you
commit, you're not a felon.
If you had a fucking... Yeah, you're not... I mean,
Yeah, oh, okay. So Florida's not doing better than the rest of the United States.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good job. You know, good try, Florida. You tried to trick me. Luckily, I've got a team of, what are you guys called?
I'm the
fact checkers? Yeah, a team of fact checkers there.
Oh. That's what you meant.
I'm the talent.
What's your number six?
No, I also have, I also have Steven. You can't underestimate having another mixed guy on the team.
No, we're too important.
We're talking about number six?
Correct,
We're just breezing right through. This is going great.
Cruising.
Florida man, again, for the animal lovers. Florida man fights coyote off with coffee cup, quote, I smashed him.
That's the, of the ones we've talked about so far, that's most believable. I smashed him. I mean, yeah.
I smashed him.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, brother. Coffee cup.
You smashed him.
My number six, Florida man ripped urinal from restaurant bathroom, runs naked into woods.
I did so.
Lots of naked running.
Lots of naked finding in like a swamp. Lots
yeah.
Yeah, a lot of naked people in Florida, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, they're on drugs, so. Florida man, number six. Florida man stabs tourist despite having no arms.
I like that one.
That's pretty good.
That's my, you know, missing one lung comparable.
Well, so what it should have said was resourceful Florida man stabs man missing arms.
Sure.
Without
no,
arms.
The man he stabbed didn't have arms.
No, the
man
he
stabbed. Oh, wait. The victim didn't have arms?
No, the stabber.
The stabber didn't have arms.
Okay, yeah. Resourceful Florida man without arms stabs another man. That's what it should have been.
Correct. Yeah. Yes.
I commend this man for, you know, for being clever.
For overcoming adversity.
Do
to
we
stab
blame the victim in this case because he got stabbed by a man?
Yeah, that's your fault. I'm sorry, bud.
Like, did this guy come in with a knife in his mouth blaming. And he just started wailing on him, like shaking his head, wailing on him. And the guy's like, quit stabbing me. Stop.
I like to imagine he hip bumped the table. It fell off the table and he kicked it out of the air into this guy.
God.
That is resourceful. Rad. That is absolutely resourceful. And you know what? If the guy got stabbed via that, that's pretty fucking cool.
Okay.
And then also, it's not the victim's fault if that happened. Like, you mess with the wrong guy.
Also, why are we literally victim blaming?
No, I'm not. I'm not victim blaming.
Do we victim blame? Because
I am. If you get stabbed by a man with no arms, it's your fault. Also, in my brain, I imagined him with no arms and no legs, and I was like, God damn, he was very resourceful. And so when you said hit bumped the table, I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He also doesn't have legs, like, idiot.
No. He. It only says he doesn't have arms.
Yes, I.
Oh, believe me, if he didn't have legs either, it would have made it in this headline.
I mean, you would have had to have like jumped.
That's a good point.
At him while he held the knife in his mouth.
I don't know, Umber, 2 feet tall Umber, who sliced people's Achilles tendons.
Okay, but
could stab somebody 2 feet off the ground if he didn't have legs.
Mm-hmm.
Umber has legs and arms to stab people in their Achilles tendons.
Yeah, but you can slice Achilles tendons with a knife in your mouth.
If you're on the ground.
Did I do that?
No, I'm just saying.
That sounds awesome.
I was comparing height, right? So if you have no arms or legs, well, if you have no legs, you're like, depending on who you are, you're already like two feet shorter.
You're almost 2 feet tall. My number six is also for the animal lovers. Florida man has greyhound training license suspended after 12 greyhounds tested positive for cocaine.
That's animal abuse.
I immediately thought he's a train driver.
He was for buses. He was training those
bus driver.
Yeah.
Not. I'm in charge of watching over animals.
Of dogs.
Straight
yeah.
Up animal abuse.
I've been on a greyhound, and there was also cocaine. So.
Are you serious?
Greyhound buses are fucking terrifying.
Yeah, greyhound buses are scary.
I was on a greyhound bus. In like sixth grade, because we went to Washington, D.C.
Hey, that's the same here in fifth grade. Hell yeah, brother. But saw so many homeless people in Washington. It was fucking crazy.
But I did not find any cocaine.
No, good. I'm glad. It was not, like, you know.
I also spent most of the time without my glasses because I hated pictures taken of me with my glasses on. So I just spent most of the time
blind.
I didn't have glasses yet. This was the year before I got glasses. I didn't know I couldn't see yet.
Hey, that's what I did in fourth grade.
Yeah, that's a life-changing experience when you find out that what stuff is really supposed to look like.
Mm-hmm. It truly is absolutely fucking nuts.
And I was like losing my stuff, and my parents were like,
"It's right there, you idiot." Just
yeah, like, yeah. They were like, "Yeah, of course that's what it looks like. Of course, like the leaves have details on them." And I was like, "You guys wear glasses too. You know what it's like to not be able to see. Why are you not stoked right now?"
You forget you wear glasses. I still forget that I don't wear glasses.
You still try to push them up sometimes?
If I go to wipe my face, I fake take off my glasses first, 95% of the time. Or if I go to put on like a hoodie, I'll pull the neck hole out to make sure I don't mess up my glasses. Yes.
My constantly. Glasses don't fix my astigmatism, so I'm constantly reminded that I have glasses on.
Sometimes in the morning when I reach for my glasses, I knock them off of the table, the desk, and then I go to look for them, and I try to push my glasses up so that I can see better to find my glasses, and then I just get sad.
You want a life hack for that exact situation?
Is it having lasers?
No,
shot into your eyes.
This is a legitimate life hack.
Okay, hit me.
If you don't have your glasses on and are looking for your glasses, if you hold your phone up to where you can see and open the camera, you can zoom around using the lens like fucking glasses and look for stuff.
John has no idea how this life is because he doesn't need his glasses. He's a fake glasses.
Yeah, I barely need my glasses.
He's a fake glasses wearer. I'm a glasses wearing individual. He's looking at me like, are you serious? And I'm over here like, yep, I've done that.
John, you're telling me.
You're a faker.
You're telling me your glasses.
You're more fake than I am now.
You drop your glasses and you look down and they're just there. You can just see them.
See them.
He can't see them distances on the ground. Very well.
Yeah, like if you took my glasses and threw them like 30 feet away, like I couldn't see them, sure.
30 feet's really far. 30 feet. Oh my god.
I couldn't see my glasses. Are broken, John.
Holy shit. If I didn't have my glasses on, I wouldn't be able to like.
No, I know.
Like from there, probably to the end of my hand, it would be blurry.
So like the only thing is,
I could see a black blob from there.
It's like horrible. Like we got a picture over there. I can see the picture and I can read it, but the words are a little blurry.
Sure.
But like only a little blurry.
You're a bitch.
I just like looking at HD.
How dare you?
That's it.
I can see obviously you, but I can't tell you what your facial features are right now.
It's bad.
I noticed movement. I know you smiled, but like
we're at number 5.
I have no idea.
Right.
It's Alan's turn.
We are at number 5. Yes. Yes.
Presidente.
When I'm not wearing my glasses, I can't make. I basically didn't make eye contact until I was in third grade, and then I had to learn what the human interactions of eye contact. Yeah, what
and
eye
now
contact
you
was.
Only give people eye contact.
Yes, now I make too much eye contact because I don't want to be the bitch who looks away first. Sure. My number 5 is Florida man awarded $37,500 after police mistake glazed donut crumbs for crystal meth.
That's pretty. That
is. I cannot believe our fucking neighbors have their goddamn Christmas lights. I looked out the window and I'm so pissed off.
It's Christmas time. You already said that. You literally said
that. That
was
so random. Anyway, there was one story. I'll make it my number 13 where it says that. It was a cop gets upset at restaurant for putting dirt in his sandwich when it was really just pepper.
That's too low, Liz.
It's not even on my list, John, but...
You just said it was your number 13, so it's too low.
Okay.
This is... So this situation, it's like a dream. Could you imagine just being, like, wrongfully accused of something and getting the state to pay for something, dog?
Yeah, but, like, the reason they pay you is because...
But this is what was...
Because of damages.
Yeah.
Of reputation.
You have to be damaged to be paid for damages, and I don't want to be damaged.
Well, you have to prove that you were damaged.
You have to prove that you were
damaged. For damages, even
which is extra damage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you have to pay for the
I assume it's a lot of work to get paid by the state, but, like, seeing a headline, state pays out $37,500 for fucking donut glaze.
I ran out of wine.
Oh, I also drank my bottle of wine.
Yeah, I didn't drink a bottle. I just
I drank my beer. If it makes you guys feel any better,
it was a glass.
I've had half of a beer.
All right, we need to finish this up.
My number 5 is Florida man practices karate on swans.
I don't know if I would have that on my list.
I almost put that one on mine.
It's so simple.
It's simple. It's simple.
That's great.
Also, swans are evil.
Yeah, so like, it's I just imagine seeing this man do fucking SpongeBob karate.
He's doing karate moves at the swan. I don't even think he hit him.
With swans, with the karate chop in swans, I think is honestly, I'll call that lawful good.
Is it justifiable?
They deserve it.
Justifiable.
Because they like to chase people and hurt people, so I think they deserve it. I think he's doing swans justice. Are cool. He's doing some good justice.
You're kicking the
right
shit
there.
Out of a goose? Go for it. Swans are cool. They
no,
can be
swans
gay.
Are,
they cry.
Swans are even more. They don't do it as often as geese do, but they're more aggressive.
Sure.
And they're bigger.
Is it your number five?
My number five is Florida man pulls out plastic badge to tell speeding motorists I the police.
Great.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
I saw
a good one.
Lots of fake police officers getting pulled over by real police officers for Florida man headlines. I've got one way higher up that's incredible. My number five, teenage Florida man hacks his high school, emails everyone urgent announcement about mandatory penis inspections in accordance with Florida Penal Code 69.
That's pretty good. That's pretty fucking good.
Very good.
That's great. Incredible, it probably wasn't even that hard to hack either.
It's, you know,
but it was
best senior prank ever.
Absolutely. 100%.
He went to jail, but best senior prank ever.
Mm-hmm.
Worth it.
Absolutely worth it. Man's a legend. You're number four, Alan?
My number four. And I went and checked. Let me just do the thing. My number four, Florida House Speaker apologizes for referring to pregnant women as host bodies in interview on abortion.
That's amazing.
I went ahead, and I didn't vet the thing. None of my headlines are vetted, but it says former Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives is Chris Sprouls. So way to go, Chris. Well done. This is what politics is all about, is accidentally saying something terrible.
I absolutely believe that, so.
That is...
host bodies.
Gross.
You know who doesn't think that pregnant women are host bodies?
Normal people.
Alan Stevens. Alan Stevens for president 2036.
I mean, they're not only host bodies.
No, women.
Alan Stevens for president 2036. We're going to treat women like people.
Oh my God, you got my vote.
Yeah, well,
why'd you have to make it political, Alan?
How dare you putting women in my video games?
Look, next
thing you're gonna tell me, they're gonna be fucking black too. You disgust me.
And they're wearing armor where you can't see their tits.
What's the point?
How am I supposed to know I'm fighting?
Well,
I don't see her big bosoms.
I don't want her to get stabbed by an armless man in the bosom. So she has to wear appropriate armor.
Fat mommy milkers, I don't want to play your video game. I'm sorry to say.
Well, I don't make video games. I make a better America.
My number four is Florida man breaks into jail to hang out with homies.
I saw that one too. Yes.
I hope if I'm in jail that somebody breaks in to hang out with me.
I hope to be the person that
break into jail. If I'm in jail, please don't break into jail to hang out with me. You're just proving the point that I belong here.
I would just go to the visitor section and, you know, you'd come up and we did a little phone call thing and then you'd pick up the phone and I'd go ring, 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 ring. And if you don't smile, you belong in there.
As long as we get to have a conjugal visit, Alan, you can come to my jail cell whenever you want to.
A what?
You heard me.
You're going to have sex.
I
want a consensual visit.
You want to conjugate Spanish verbs? I'm very good at it.
We can do that. Yeah, we can turn... Oh, we're both dudes, so it would still be amigos.
That's not conjugating. That's gender agreement.
Amigos in any way.
Oh yeah, because
two women.
We did. One dick does corrupt. You are correct. I'm sorry.
I've never heard it put that way, but that's perfect. One dick do corrupt.
Again, that's gender agreement, not conjugation. But yeah.
That was my number four. Yeah.
That was Hannah John Dana's.
My number four. Is Florida man pauses police chase to rehydrate with a Capri Sun. Says smoking crack makes him thirsty.
I like that one too.
Well, I'm definitely going to get a Capri Sun after this.
That's pretty good.
Have you been smoking crack?
If you've been smoking, yeah, exactly.
No, no, but this podcast is brought to you by Capri Sun. Capri Sun.
No, it's not. Capri Sun better fucking pay us.
Capri Sun is an easier way.
Capri also, Sun, the best way to hydrate after doing crack.
It's like, Capri Sun is like the worst way to drink juice.
I disagree.
Wrong.
Okay, poking a straw through that tiny little plastic sheet.
Are you gonna say it's not fun?
Is it not fun? No, it's not fun.
Oh my goodness, how dare you?
You know it's less fun than that. Trying to open a milk carton, like a.
You just
the cardboard milk cartons.
Cardboard milk carton from like middle school where they're super tiny. So you're trying to like fold it, and then you just end up ripping the entire top open.
Yeah, that's actually garbage.
How many episodes of the podcast have we done with each other? You are just speaking into existence more and more hate. You don't like poking holes in Capri Sun. You don't like opening milk cartons.
No, she's right on the milk carton thing. That's garbage.
I guess I wasn't paying attention for a second.
Opening milk cartons is fun.
How do you have a Capri Sun?
I don't, first
she
of
just
all.
Doesn't like stabbing things.
I don't like stabbing the Capri Sun.
That's the whole bit.
Yeah, it's fun.
That's the best part of having a Capri Sun.
You know what's better? Poking a straw through a boba drink, because you can stick it anywhere in the lid. It doesn't matter. You don't have to go for the itty bitty tiny hole.
It's the same thing.
Boba drink.
It's not the same thing. It is not the same thing.
But better.
Boba drink got those little balls in it. I'm not a tapioca ball guy.
That's fine.
It's a weird texture.
But stabbing the straw anywhere on the lid makes it so much easier than having to stab a tiny... The straw always bent because the little plastic part...
You're just bad at this and you're upset about it.
You wanna? You guys wanna hear something that laughs at you? You'll hate even more than what Liz is saying.
If you are listening to this podcast, 12 people sitting around in a circle around in a radio, thinking this podcast is on the radio,
hey,
it's not.
You 12 people, you should all listen on each individual phone,
please?
So we increase our.
I would love to have a poll where people tell me
if Capri Sun's
that
fun.
I'm wrong. That would be great. I don't think
it's
I'll get
hard.
That.
It's not hard.
You say it's not hard.
Yeah. It's so easy, Liz.
Okay.
It's so easy.
If I stab my straw into a Capri Sun and my straw bends.
Okay. You stab it again.
Go again.
Well, my straw's bent. It literally breaks the straw.
You gotta hold the straw from a little bit lower.
Drink out of the straw because there's now a hole in it because those straws are so tiny.
I have absolutely
that if they bend, it immediately cracks a hole in it.
In my entire life, I've had at least 100 Capri Suns because
John's
that was just like the drink that my mom got us.
I played soccer for 4 years. We had Capri Suns once a week.
I had,
and then I was also a child.
I had multiple hundreds of Capri Suns. I have never broken my straw. Has it bent? Yeah, sure. I've never broken. Is there a hole in my goddamn straw?
I don't know, John. You can try and mansplain me how to.
I'm not mansplaining. I'm so fucking stupid.
I said. And you said, put the straw in it, just stab it in there, you're fine. Oh, I wish I had thought of that, John.
I wish I had tried to just
poke a hole in this.
His turn is, I don't want to talk about Capri Sun.
You guys want to hear something that'll absolutely piss you off worse than that?
Yes.
When I drink a Capri Sun, I get my Capri Sun. I pull the yellow straw off the back of the Capri Sun.
Uh-huh.
I turn it upside down
so that the
Capri Sun bag is basically a triangle, so that the top of the triangle is down, you know what I'm saying? The flat part is up.
Okay, that's fine.
And I stab right through the bottom of the Capri Sun.
That's fine.
Is it easier?
Yes, it is.
You just gotta trust yourself.
You acknowledge that it's difficult to do it the right way.
I didn't say it's difficult. It's easier. If one thing is easy, if one thing is a 1 out of 10 on easy scale and the other's a 2 out of 10, that doesn't make the 2 difficult. That just makes the 1 easier. I mansplained that, but that was because your argument wasn't good.
I don't know, I feel like it was pretty good.
Okay. That was almost, you almost trapped him. You almost had him there. It was very close. It was my turn.
No.
I want to talk about my number
I'm not dying
two.
On
sorry.
This anymore.
Are we
Let's
doing
go.
Number 4? We're doing number 3 now,
number
right?
Four. We're on number 4. It's my turn.
Okay, sorry. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Naked Florida man chases people and cops around Chick-fil-A parking lot telling them they're gay for looking at his penis.
Got him.
Yeah, you got him. You got him in the catch 22.
His cock was fucking windmilling in the wind. He was going nuts.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna look.
Yeah, it's his fault. He's got his dick out.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me gay.
That makes you more gay.
Did you give your number 4, Liz?
Yeah, we're all good. That was my Capri Sun.
It was the Capri Sun.
Oh, it was the Capri Sun, because he's on crack and he's thirsty.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. All right, Alan, it's now your number 3.
We gotta finish soon. I'm so just... I'm hammered? Melting into myself. I'm becoming he's not me.
Okay, well then stop talking. Alan, go ahead. Number 3.
My number 3! Florida man arrested while trying to warn Space Force about battle between aliens and dragons.
Sure. That's got to be a pretty heated conversation That's for incredible. Him to get arrested.
I forgot that the Space Force exists. You know.
It's a dumb name.
Yeah, Trump's going to go out.
It's one of the
NASA lies to us, but Trump's going to tell us how it is in space.
Of the things Donald J. Trump did.
Is it better or worse president? Than Elon Musk sending a Tesla into space?
It's way cooler than Elon Musk.
With a crash test dummy in it.
Infinitely cooler. Because Elon Musk didn't make a branch of the government into existence. This is the only thing I'll say that Trump did fucking cool.
Yeah, but he defunded NASA.
That's less cool. It's pretty fucking cool to be like, you know what? I'm going to put a military in space because I can't because I'm a fucking president. That's cool as shit. That is a fourth grader's, fucking wet dream.
I feel like he accomplished something without understanding what he accomplished.
Oh, he did it for the wrong reasons.
This man understands
how space I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
He did it absolutely for the wrong reasons. It's still cool that it came about.
Yeah.
I mean, anything.
You're saying the thing that he did was objectively cool.
Cool experiments with space, sure. Unless you're trying to blow up a planet. In which case...
If, again, fucking Hitler made NASA tangentially... So, that's still one of the coolest things he did.
Because Nazi scientists were co-opted
to build missiles for the U.S. and they built rockets. You could also say a lot of the science we have on, twins and...
Yeah, we stole it all from the Japanese. Autism. Even though they did all that shit for no reason. No, it's because
they fucking tested...
Hell yeah, brother.
...during World War II. You got these... Asperger's is named after the Nazi.
I ran... Okay... I, in senior year of English, we were doing, take an argument and make it whatever. My argument was Unit 731, the Japanese, was good for doing fucked up crazy shit. And then I talked about all the fucked up crazy shit, and then at the end I was like, oh, none of it really mattered because they didn't really do real science. It was a very fun argument. It was a very fun paper. I don't know
enough about that to... say anything about it, but
I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Steven's very drunk.
I'm incredibly drunk.
I can tell he's swaying back and forth.
I'm not swaying at all.
Yeah.
I'm sweating a whole bunch, though.
You were swaying a little
bit. All right, now my number 3 is Florida cop claims Burger King put dirt on his food. After investigation, they find that it was seasoning.
This is a white people problem, and I do not understand it.
What? That they don't know what seasoning is?
Correct.
Or that they like Burger King?
Well, it doesn't say he's white.
I don't know if he's white or not.
He's a cop. He's white.
That's not how that works.
Man.
A lot there of black cops are upset now. Even racist are, when he's there are black cops that are also racist.
I know that for a fact because one of the kids I grew up with had a black cop father. So. But he was mixed, so.
Who?
One of the kids I grew up with had a black cop father. Ooh. But he wasn't mixed.
Joker.
My number 3 is Florida man steals a BMW after he's told he can't buy it with food stamps.
That's great.
That was pretty good. That's
bullshit. What the fuck? They wouldn't let him
Did
buy
he have enough food stamps? Food
stamps? Yeah.
How many food stamps do you think it takes to buy a BMW?
Way too many.
What kind of BMW?
More than it's worth.
Any BMW. But... the lowest priced BMW. How many food stamps do you think you need for that?
You probably get a shitty millions. Fucking 1 series. For
I'm going to show my privilege right now and say I don't know how much 1 food stamp is worth.
I also don't know what a food stamp is worth.
I am luckily affluent enough that I've never had to live on food stamps.
Same. But I assume if you had enough of them...
I think that my family was on food stamps at one point. It might have been a point before my life, but still. And I also don't know the value of a food stamp.
Well, I'm glad that we got that out of the way. We're rich enough to...
Yeah, so
Richard is the incorrect term. Like,
we picked ourselves up by our bootstraps. We do not need to live off the government.
Okay, rich enough is the wrong term. Not poor enough to be on food stamp is the correct way to say that.
Food stamps is basically like another unit of measurement.
It's a greeter.
It is not one. There's not a literal stamp. It's like, hey, I've got X amount of dollars in food stamps.
So let's say cheapest.
It's government
BMW.
Money.
Is $46,000.
It's not. It's like 30-ish.
Okay, $36,000.
But sure, you need $30,000.
You need a fucking lot of food stamps.
32,000 greeters in food stamps.
You need 33,000 greeters in food stamps.
The average food stamps given to a household in 2021 was $210 a month. So that's a lot of I don't know how long.
$210 a month? That's like
$2,400. You and I spent
$2,400 a year.
Yeah.
Not everything
That's a fucking shit ton
of
food stamps.
That's like 15 years to get that BMW.
Or you could just steal it.
I assume we stole all the food stamps. Yeah.
Stole it.
Right, is that number three?
Mm-hmm.
My number three. Florida man causes $100,000 in damage to Walmart liquor store under construction with hot-wired forklift. Gives police his name as Alice Wonderland and says a hookah-smoking caterpillar told him to do it.
This man clearly on meth.
That headline is too long.
He was on a lot of things.
He was on a forklift.
He was absolutely on a forklift, 100%.
All right, Mr. President.
Your
number two, please.
My number three should have been my number two. My number two should have been my number three, but we're already here. So my number two, a Florida man called the sheriff's office to report stolen marijuana. The deputy's response, stop calling.
There was one I saw that it was Florida man calls himself in for drunk driving.
That's...
Yeah.
That like
that's
happens
no,
regularly
that's
across the country.
That's fucking stupid shit. You got home enough to call yourself an in.
My number two.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt.
I think it was while he was driving.
If you were driving and then called yourself in for drunk driving, that's good. If you were home and then snitched on yourself for a previous drunk driving, you're a fucking lame.
I just picture those people who are like, shh, don't tell anybody I'm drunk.
Sure. Yeah.
I just
imagine
him calling and being like, hey, don't tell the cops, but I'm driving.
Well, it's like that. I don't know if you've seen that video. I was shown this video because I was in law enforcement classes. But it's a funny video where a cop
A-cab.
Is doing stuff to doing like alcohol tests on a person.
Those are unconstitutional.
Whatever. So as a cop, even if you are 100% certain that they are drunk, if like the breath test comes back negative or whatever, you have to get them to do tests. And they need to fail X number of tests. Say the alphabet backwards, starting with Z. Walk on this line without stepping off.
Yeah.
So she did this, all of these tests with this guy, and he nails all of them. And they're like dancing and doing dance moves, and he's doing a jig.
Yeah.
And then she's like, wow, I couldn't do that at all. He's like, yeah, I couldn't either, but I'm drunk, so. And then,
Yeah, I've seen that video so many times.
That's a Reno 911 bit, and it's fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a comedy show, sketch.
That entire show is so fucking good. It is critically underrated, I'll say.
Okay. My number two is Florida man gets charged with assault with a deadly weapon after he throws an alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window.
Incredible.
That's also my number two.
That's very good.
It's so good. It's so good.
That's also my number two. Yeah, that's my only animal on this list. But I was like, what's the worst a Florida man can do with an alligator? Well, there you go. Throwing it into a fucking drive-thru window. And gets charged with assault of a deadly weapon.
I mean, yeah.
It's hard.
Legally sound argument there.
Mm-hmm.
How do they come up with that, though? They have to, like, I don't know. They have to think about this one. Like,
as
a cop, you have to be like, how do we charge this?
Yeah, it's like, this is the closest thing we can give you to you threw a fucking alligator through a goddamn drive-thru window, you fucking menace.
Yeah, how do we
we'll give you this
classify
one.
this this like crime. It's a deadly weapon.
Yeah, I guess.
Also, yeah, with the alligators in there, I would have loved to see the like footage. Do you think like, do they throw it back at him? Like, that's probably what I would do, is I would try to grab it by the tail and whip it back through the window.
I don't think you're supposed to grab him by the tail. If I'm working at Wendy's and you threw a fucking alligator through the window, I'm leaving. I'm like, dog, I'm like...
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah, manager guy. I'm just like, fucking dude, threw an alligator. I'm gone, brother.
Well, so I was on the phone for an hour with that crazy lady who brought a gun to the store and handed it to one of our employees.
Yeah.
I've already said, if she shows, so much as shows up, if I'm on register, I'm walking away. I'm not talking to this lady. I will, because like, this lady's fucking clinically insane. No, I'm not dealing with it.
It's like, I don't want to, maybe I'm showing my privilege here, you know. But, like, I'm not dealing with that shit.
No.
For minimum wage, brother, you could fucking chug my dick before I'm dealing with an alligator that got thrown through the window at me. My number two, Florida woman tries to scam $600 lottery winner by telling him he won only $5, but the winner was an agent working undercover for the State Lottery Commission Security Division.
Where are you? These headlines are so long.
It's very descriptive. That's why they're so good. This lady literally was just like, I'm going to try and scam the next person who wins. It's a fucking... It's literally the lottery's FBI. How unlucky could you get?
Maybe she's trying to do it before. And they, like, set it up that way.
The picture of this woman, she has no neck, and it's incredible.
Is she Big Ed, but in female form?
She is female Big Ed.
90 Day Finance?
Finance?
Yeah. As John likes to call it.
Yeah, 90 Day Finance.
Is this it? That's her. Time for the ultimate?
I'd say she has a neck, but she definitely looks like she came out of a turtle shell.
Yes, Alan. We're ready for your very turtly.
My number one.
Into the turtle club.
Oh, I was just thinking that, or I didn't want to say it. Go ahead.
My number one. Florida man accused of luring kids tells cops he can't recall as he drinks 18 to 20 beers before talking to children. Oh man, because look
they're so honest. Okay, he's luring children.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Talking to children, you don't really have a reason to.
Unless it's bad. Your job or their family.
Bad.
I'm assuming he's like a closeted pedophile.
He's not closeted. He's talking to children. That's bad. You shouldn't do that. Unless you have a reason to, like you're a teacher or like...
Well, I mean, there are reasons to talk to a child. You're a pedophile if you're like trying to do stuff.
Yeah, if you're walking around going to fucking parks and telling kids how babies are made.
If you're drunk at a park talking to kids, that's like...
He may not know why. He's discovering himself.
That's an escalation.
But to like blatantly be like, I don't know, I'd have 18 beers before I go out there.
I have so many beers before
18 to 20. He gave us a range.
You're right. Scary. There's a 2-beer difference.
Yeah, at least 18, no more than 20. 21 is too high.
At 18 beers, does the extra 2 really matter? Like at this point.
That's so many beers.
I've never had that
many. I don't know. Like, I don't know. If you're having like PBR or Keystone or...
No, that's the same percentage though, isn't it?
I'm just saying, those beers are like so...
They're like 2%.
Are they?
They're dog shit.
I don't believe you.
Go look it
up. I've had way too many IPAs that at this point, if I have a Bud Light, it's literally... I mean, it's disgusting, but it just tastes like water. You can say what you want about me being an alcoholic.
PBR is fucking 4.8.
Bam. That's way more than I thought it was.
Yeah, like the 5 is the like minimum. Is the normal,
what's
right?
What's Bud Light then?
What's Keystone? I'm sure it's also like 4.
It's dog shit, is whatever
it is. It's dog shit. People who drink those...
What about Natterdays?
They drink, like, Natties? 50 of them because...
They have to.
They have to.
What's your numero uno?
Keystone's 4.1. So, yeah, like, 4 to 5 is, the range.
But well, they taste like shit,
so
I don't
like
know
dog
why.
Shit. I agree.
That's a red flag right
I
there.
I agree.
If we go on our first date and you order...
A PBR? Yeah, I'm going home.
And you order, like, a Natty Light, or you order... I don't know. you can get away with Corona. I'll give you a Corona. But I ain't giving you, like, a Budweiser.
My number one is underwear-clad Florida man yelling for 4 hours on top of Wendy's. They had to close that Wendy's.
Yeah, they had to.
It wasn't in the middle of the night. It was, like, in the middle of the afternoon. And he's just standing on top yelling at people.
Happens. It's Florida, dog. It's a Wendy's. It's the only place it possibly could have happened.
What's with these Wendy's?
I don't know.
It's either a Wendy's or a Burger King.
Is this the same guy who threw an alligator through the window?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, maybe?
This absolutely podcast is brought to you by Florida Wendy's.
Absolutely it is.
Florida Wendy's. It's about to go down.
Number one is Florida man banned from an airline for wearing a thong as a mask and then compares himself to Rosa Parks.
I just saw that on Reddit. When that happened, that was funny.
That's incredible.
You're taking away his constitutional rights.
The pinnacle of Florida people didn't even happen in Florida. Chicago officials failed to capture a rogue alligator for 8 days. Chicago hired Florida man who caught it in less than 24 hours.
That's not very good, no.
A Chicago police department was like, we gotta call him the best. Get him on the phone. They threw up the bat signal and it was just a giant fucking alligator.
Also, I thought we were devolving. We were going more and more bad.
Yeah, he did something good.
That was something good.
This is the pinnacle. This is the peak Florida man.
I don't know about that.
This is an alligator catcher.
I mean, you could have also called them in from, like, New Orleans, and then they would have run.
A New Orleans man is not catching an alligator faster than the Florida man. I'm sorry to say.
I bet he is.
Where is Tiger King located? He was in Oklahoma, wasn't he?
I mean,
he was in Oklahoma, yeah.
That's a tiger guy, too, so I don't know where you're getting this alligator-ness.
There are more alligators in Florida than there are in Louisiana. I'm not going to look that up. I don't care.
Do you think
there are
Oklahoma man headlines? And do you think they're...
I don't think so. Oklahoma's far too lame to make Oklahoma man headlines.
Yeah, it's pretty lame.
Yeah.
Or like maybe they shorten it to Texas. Or maybe they shorten it to okay man.
It's just okay man.
He's just okay.
You want the fucking boomer version of why Oklahoma sucks so much? Because it keeps Texas from floating out of the Gulf.
When I lived in Michigan, all of the trees leaned towards Ohio because Ohio sucks.
Michigan's also a dog shit state.
Oh,
so, like,
Michigan
making fun of Ohio.
Dog shit state.
Ohio's a dog shit state. Michigan making fun of Ohio is the pot calling the kettle black.
No, that's absolutely. That's literally Texas, too.
Sorry to say.
Texas is pretty dog shit.
Texas is pretty dog shit. It's upper echelon dog shit, though. It's top tier dog shit.
When you're comparing it to what, Oklahoma?
It's that dog shit that's easy to pick up in the bag.
When you're comparing Texas to a lot of states, it's better than like 20 states.
Okay, I agree.
30 states at least.
I agree.
30 out of 50? Top 20 is pretty good.
A lot of people would also say that Ohio, and I remind you that Cleveland is in Ohio, it is not its own state.
Cleveland is its own state.
Cleveland's not good enough to make Ohio good.
No, it's not.
But a lot of people, I mean, Chicago, Illinois.
Where? Chicago,
fuck off.
What?
Fuck off. Illinois is
big. Does that
though.
Make a little. Illinois is not that big.
Illinois
is like
mid.
Okay. I was about to say, it's like the same size as
it's
Ohio.
Mid.
It's just
Illinois
is dog
shit, too. I'm sorry to say.
No, Illinois is not great.
If we did a top 10 list of states, it wouldn't be very
if
long.
If you ever...
Illinois is not on there, but it's. I think Illinois is probably like 25.
If
like
you're ever on an interstate in Illinois,
it's got a baseball team, by
1 mile per hour, they will pull you over. And I know that because we have been through Illinois many times on the highway, and they have always pulled us over going like 1 or 2.
Illinois. Okay, so my level of dog shit is if I can speed into your state and we're cool... You're not dog shit.
If you can what?
If you can speed in the state and you're cool, you're not dog shit.
Oregon, you can speed.
Texas, you can speed. Oregon, you can fucking speed. Don't care.
No. The cops.
They don't give a shit.
Cops get mad if you drive too slow. But guess what? Michigan does too. You know why? Because they literally can't afford the amount of cops they need. So they just let you go fucking 90.
We're
anywhere.
Done.
Downtown Flint, go ahead. And you also should be rolling through stops because you don't.
Yeah, you're in downtown Flint. You're gonna get fucking killed.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? You're not gonna get killed, but you. The water.
You don't drink the water. Shit's all fucked up there. Yeah. Sucks.
Yeah, but you can't do that in so many other states now too. There's like Pittsburgh. They have like a lake out there.
Who the fuck cares about it? What the fuck? I don't even know what state Pittsburgh's in.
Pennsylvania, you fucking idiot.
The fuck? Pennsylvania is barely a state. What's in Pennsylvania?
There's only what's in Pennsylvania? That's like one of the first states.
Pittsburgh.
Is that the one that the Quakers want to claim?
That's all you need.
Yeah, we literally talked about Quakers walking across the fucking state of Pennsylvania.
The Quakers are in Pennsylvania?
We talked about it last week.
I wasn't here last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
Quaker man.
Pennsylvania.
Quaker man walked and ran across Pennsylvania to get as much land from the Indians as possible.
You mean the man who tricked those Native Americans?
Yeah.
Fuck him.
That's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
I thought the Quakers were in Texas, aren't they? Didn't they make that? Didn't they? Let me justify this misconception first.
You thought Jesus came to America in New York too?
No, Jesus doesn't exist. He was a man. He was a man in Jerusalem a long time ago.
He built tables,
but he didn't do. I don't want to be fucking mean. I'm not gonna say the things I want to say.
Okay, continue about how the Quakers were in Texas.
Fucking the jazz festival was hung out in that fucking the Denton Square, but it was made by Quakers.
Quakers are like a religion.
It was a religion. It wasn't just a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, it's a religion.
Okay, there was a Quaker settlement.
Fucking wrong.
There was a Quaker settlement in Denton, Texas.
Was wrong
yes.
For a different reason.
This has devolved.
Yeah, obviously.
No, this is reached
like
peak podcast.
We have mirrored Florida men.
Florida.
Fuck Florida.
It's a curse.
Don't Florida woman.
Florida is fucking Disney World.
Disney World.
Disneyland.
No, Disneyland's in California. Disney World is in Florida.
Where's
Orlando, Florida.
You about to ask where Orlando, Florida is, bud?
What's the
Universal
thing
Studios.
That's one thing.
It's in Florida. And so is Epcot.
Fucking Epcot. Okay, Disney World?
It's
slaps.
Right next to Disney World.
Disney World?
I've never been
very,
to
Universal
very
Studios.
World, no.
Very cool.
It's overhyped.
We stayed
as an adult.
I wouldn't go now. As a sixth grader, we stayed in fucking Kilimanjaro. It was the coolest shit of my entire
life. I went
life.
When I was in my senior year of high school. And
we went there.
Okay. All
right. And then we went on a cruise.
I also went in high school. I had a good time.
Incredible.
All right.
I mean, I had a good time, but I'm not like, you know,
we're done.
Obsessed with it.
We're done. The computer's about to die. God damn it.
We're done. Find us on the internet.
I've got to charge this so just in case so it doesn't fucking die while I'm doing this outro.
Man, it's going to die while you're trying to charge it because you're just wasting time.
No. John one's good enough. Incredible.
Okay.
Smooth.
Next time, we're talking about complementary colors.
Ooh,
yeah.
That'll be fun.
So that's going to... I figure it's 10.
It's
these
the ones
two colors,
that aren't red, green, blue.
9. It's these two colors.
Red, blue, yellow, or red, blue. Red, blue, yellow. What's the other one? Green is technically there.
No.
But it's not really
you're
a complementary
color. You're talking about
color.
Primary colors.
Yeah, you want to talk about primary.
No,
we're talking about complementary colors.
Yeah.
You want the ones that aren't primary.
Well, we just want colors that go well together. Two colors that go well
together.
Oh, you want two colors?
Complementary.
Steven doesn't know what complementary colors are.
They look
good
together.
Sure, but like...
You're thinking primary and you're thinking secondary.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Steven doesn't know what complementary colors are.
Red with green,
sure,
complementary.
Yeah, but if I gave you just gray is a good complementary color.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but like...
I'm doing two colors.
Yeah, it's not going to be... Gray is complimentary with a lot of things.
No, no, no.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
No. Like number 10 is
so it's
I
two
like,
colors.
I like purple with yellow. Or
okay,
whatever.
Sure.
I
Steven's
like. Gray
I would just like to say
with blue.
Steven has drank a little too much, and he will be reminded by next week what a complimentary color
I'm
is. Thank
listen.
You.
I'm gonna make my list.
Right. I would just like to say that Steven's number
gonna
one is gonna be gray.
Right.
I'd put money on that.
The next episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Are you doing like charcoal gray and like I don't know?
No, we're not talking about
like,
it. We're not talking about this episode long enough.
Gray.
We're not talking about it. We're not talking about it. Next time's complimentary colors. Thanks for listening. This episode devolved very quickly. We became Florida men. This shit is a curse. So just remember that. But we thank you for listening.
Thanks,
if
Alan.
You
thanks
want
for being
to
here, Alan.
Find us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, you can do so. This is why you're wrong.
February
14th.
Twitter's going to be gone.
What? Are you... I don't... Fuck off. You can find us on our website, and this is why you're wrong. thisiswhyyou'rewrong@yahoo.net. You can email us thisiswhyyou'rewrong@yahoo.com. You can tweet at me at double owls.
You can tweet at me at phnov1. I check the email every week. No one's claimed those magnets yet. I'll say it when they do.
You can tweet at me at capri_sun.
Don't tweet at me, but you can definitely tweet at Capri Sun and tell them that their straws fucking suck. No, they don't suck. They have holes in them. They don't suck. They do the opposite of suck.
They had one job and they failed to suck.
I don't want to talk anymore. Deuces.